This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mannheim, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
And now the beat drops. That is, I'm sure there's other people involved, but Mark from the band Hinder.
I think it's just him.
Is it just him? He's playing all the different.
He mixes a lot.
That's got to be an incredible feeling to have. I can go and sit down and record all these various instruments and then record it back together and make a song.
Mm-hmm.
God, I have hard enough time making a sentence.
Well, you play guitar now.
Yeah. Some. I play some guitar.
You dabble.
Listen. Only when I'm alone, Paige.
Oh, boy.
Rise Guys.
You know any chords?
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, halfway there to the weekend. I will tell you that today, just following this show, After Hours with the Rise Guys, episode 6 will hit today at the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or you can just text TRG to 72341. Standard and data text rate apply. Legal talk. Text and you should know if you text somebody and you don't have a free texting plan, it's going to charge you a text.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to mention it for these jerk offs out here that don't have it.
If you if you need it for frame of reference, it's on that banner over there that we never look at.
Yes, there it is. Okay. It's in the bottom. Let me read that.
The fine print is on the banner.
So if you want to get episode 6 right after today's show, After Hours with the Rise Guys, Nine and I talk about the time I was almost brutalized by a childhood hero.
Yeah. Best way to put it.
Physically
almost
assaulted.
Ass kicked by a childhood hero.
Violence.
You can text TRG to 72341. Message and data rates may apply. Frequency of automated marketing messages to your number is recurring and varies. Text stop to cancel. Text help for help. Terms and conditions can be found at intercom.com/terms and conditions. No purchase necessary.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
I'm going to need Micro Machines guy to record that for us. All right. The Brutally Honest Music Review. We're going to go in this order?
Yes,
band
sir.
Number one. I told you both of them's from North Carolina. Band number one's from Charlotte, North Carolina. They've been together for about 3 years. Influences include Queens of the Stone Age, Nirvana, and Waves.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not familiar with Waves. The one at the beach store at the beach, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Not the band Waves.
Rock and roll band.
With the song, okay, Noisemakers Ready. If you've just tuned in for the first time, Brutally Honest Music Review, we all have noisemakers in here, and we're going to play these local acts, and we'll play these as though we're listening to them for the first time, and it will be. If I'm out, I hit this noisemaker. It's my crow call. When Nine's out, he hits his World War II siren.
Oh, we got a live one, boys.
Oh, watch out, it's some coppers here. They're going to find out we have the H in the trunk. Halloween candy. Yeah. We're going to a trunk or treat. Fat Boy has his gong.
Wind chime.
Wind chime. And then Paige has her squeaky toy.
Oh, it's not squeaking.
Squeaky toy.
Squeaker's broke.
Your squeaker broke.
you
you squawked it too hard last week.
Well.
You have an alternative? No. Oh, you can hear that. We can hear that, right?
Give me a couple minutes if you need to find one.
That's wild. All right. Well, no squeaky.
Sounds like I'm farting doing splits.
Yeah, we'll know if Paige is out.
All right. We'll know if Paige is out.
We can hear it in our headphones. I'm sure people listening will be able to hear it, too.
All right. So band number one, the Brutally Honest Music Review from Charlotte, North Carolina, with the band Box Wine. This is Modern Everything.
Everybody.
Okay. Fat Boy, you're out first. Why? Why?
I like the sound of, you know, the song because it sounded like it was going to be like a Jimmy's Chicken Shack or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't like understand the words.
Okay. I agree with that. Could not understand the words. Although, to me, it sounded... I didn't hear Nirvana as much as I heard Foo Fighters. But then... I couldn't follow the song. You'd sing the chorus very quick in, and then you were back to a different kind of rhythm, and then you moved back to the original track, and then back down a different road. And I don't know. I just didn't. I listened. It was interesting, but it didn't ever really turn into what I was liking.
Well, you know, they listed Queens of Stone Age, Nirvana, and Waves as influences there. It kind of sounded like all three bands played at the same time.
Right. I was thinking.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Okay.
I understand what they're doing. I mean, parts of it were really good. It's just not something that I particularly enjoy personally.
Yeah. Paige, you were out as well.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing and hard to follow. I get it, you know.
Some bipolar music.
Yeah.
Irregular drum beating.
Okay. All right. So last week, man, it's crazy. We had 4 for 4, and this week, 0 for 4 in the first band. Okay. That means that the next artist or band needs to just have one vote to make it through.
If one person stays in, we have a winner between the two.
But if we're all out, you should have to, dismember, right? You should have to quit the band.
We can't.
Cut your arms and legs off?
Just give it up.
We can't tell them that.
No. Quit your dream?
No, we'd say, you know what, just keep doing what you do.
Right.
Other people probably like it, even if we don't. And if you want us to like it, we'll keep working.
Yeah, because there's plenty of stuff that's successful we all hate.
Yeah, we won't tell anybody to stop doing what they love to do.
And music, too.
That, too.
All right. Band number two from Mount Holly. You already know that. Mount Holly, North Carolina. Influences include The Rocket Summer, Go Radio, and Noah Gunterson. I'll be honest, I'm not familiar with any of them.
Go Radio's the guy from Mayday Parade, the singer started that band.
Mayday Parade.
I know that.
Oh. I don't know that either.
Gay Radio's down the hall.
God bless. No. I don't want to meet today, Fat Boy. That was Fat Boy said that. If anybody's got to jump on a call, it's Fat Boy.
I got to ride home, so.
You don't have to say everything that comes to mind.
Do it.
Sometimes you just
do it at 10 o'clock.
Nine, are you familiar with Noah Gunterson?
No.
Yeah, me neither. But you know what? We may hear this and love it. They've been a band or been together or been active for 10 years from Mount Holly, North Carolina, with the song At Least Get your noisemakers ready for Stephen. Is it Levine or Levine, Fat Boy?
I don't know.
I'd say Levine.
Stephen Levine on the Brutally Honest Music Review. Okay. I went out.
Fatboy just wants to keep listening to it, apparently. He don't want to turn it down.
What is it, Fatboy? You have a look of anguish, and I can't tell if it's disgust or satisfaction.
You got to go to the bathroom?
No, I mean, I feel like I should be out on it. It's like Craven Melon with no balls.
Dude, I wrote down Counting Crows.
Yeah, especially the first few seconds already at Counting Crows, but then it turned more Gin Blossoms, and I like them.
Yeah, I like it.
And have them as well.
Yeah, I don't mind that kind of 90s sound, like Gin Blossom stuff. I think Gin Blossom's a great band.
I don't know a word of it.
It sounds good.
I don't have to know the lyrics all the time, but like, I generally think I should be able to know something that was said in the song.
What's up with the indie rock Brutally Honest Music Review today? It's strange. It's like indie rock as hell.
I don't know.
I mean, well, so, but you stayed in on it, though. I was the only one that went out.
Yeah. This is unusual to have two indie rock acts on this show ever.
I just thought, you know, the arrangement was good and the guy has a really good voice.
Yeah, I couldn't find a fault with it.
Not a one.
No.
So if that was so well written, the treatment is if you heard that on the radio station or any radio station or whatever, you would have kept listening through the end.
Yeah, I would have been, oh man, what's this like kind of Gin Blossoms reminiscent song here? I'd listen to it.
Somebody should make a song where it's like the first minute and a half is like just a perfect song, and then everybody stays in, and then they go,
I hate your mother.
And then I'd be out.
That part is the perfect song.
My impotent squeaker.
Oh, man. All right. So with three out of four hanging in on it, winning this week's Brutally Honest Music Review is Stephen Levine. Stephen, you there?
I am. Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Going very well. Good. Stoked to be on.
Good. It's That's good great. To have you on. The Counting Crows, Gin Blossoms, you hear, you know, that's what we hear. Do you hear that as well?
Yeah, I can hear that a little bit. Neither one of those would be like something I would consider huge influences of mine, but that's awesome that you guys hear it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works. Now, you're just a single artist. When you go out and perform, do you have a backup band, or do you go out and do performances?
No, I would like to do more, but that's honestly most of my passion is just writing music and putting it out online. I would like to play more, though.
I'm going to sign you to play Rob Inario's bachelor party.
Do it. Do it. I mean, Rob promotes shows now, you know.
Yeah, Rob is a music promoter as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. I don't Google any of the bands or acts until after I'm out or the segment is over. So once I was out, I Googled you, and I can't find you anywhere. So your name is Stephen. Is it Levine or Levine?
I keep finding a poet.
Yeah, me too.
It's Levine, but people have called me Levine my whole life, and I've stopped correcting them.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm calling you Levine.
Can I call you Levini?
You can call me whatever you want, Matt, man.
Stephen Levini.
Leave for dinner.
I like it. So how can everybody find you online? Because, like, yeah, we were finding some guy who writes books when we Googled your name.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure what's up with that. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Are you spelling Stephen with a P-H or a V?
I am, yeah. Yeah. I found an anesthesiologist in Seattle as well.
Let me get his number.
Yeah.
But regardless, so tell us, like, on it, we'll use Instagram as the platform here, and then we'll find you from there out. How do we find you on Instagram?
So you should just be able to search Stephen with a P-H and then Levine on Instagram. But if that's not working, I think technically my name is Stephen M. Levine on Instagram.
All right, that's how we'll find you, exactly. All right. Very good. Well, so far, I think you're the best musical act out of Mount Holly since its inception.
Nice.
I think that's fair to say. Unless there's a band out of there, I'm not. Where's Molly Hatchet from? Right. Well, listen, Stephen, keep at it, man. Hatchet. And when you start doing some live acts, I'll be on guitar for you and Fatboy on drums.
That sounds like a plan.
Nine will sing tenor.
I will. I sing some. Not well, but some.
Beat the Skins.
He's sexy.
Right. Paige will direct our music video.
We're talking about music, Fat Boy.
Right.
Not beat the Skins.
All right, Stephen. You keep at it, my friend, and we'll follow you and keep listening for some new music, okay?
All right. I appreciate you guys.
All right, friend.
All right.
Have a good morning.
That's Stephen Lavigne.
Thank you, babe.
Stephen Lavigne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Stephen Levine. Yeah. Levine. He's nice. I saw his post on Facebook. Apparently, he's been a big fan of the show for a long time.
Nice.
Which he sounded nervous on the phone, too. Well, that's kind of endearing how nervous he sounded on the phone with us.
Does he have a pencil-thin mustache?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't look at the pics. I didn't look at the pics, see if he's hot.
I can't find him. I just found the anesthesiologist. He's decent looking.
Let me get them whippets.
Older than what I like, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. If you're a musician or a musical act or a band or a trio or whatever it is, you're making music and you want to be on the Brutally Honest Music Review, just go to theriseguys.com, click on the BHMR tab, or just text HONEST, HONEST, to 72341. And all that legal stuff about tax rates and all that, remember, from earlier.
Yep, standard messaging and data rates apply.
Yeah. All right, we'll do some phones next, 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about, it's going to be wide-ass open, I think.
Wide-ass open, yeah. Anything you got. If you didn't get advice yesterday and you want something today, come on.
Yeah, wide-ass open phones, 1-800-774-0093. We'll talk at you right after this. Morning, everybody.
Those guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
The Planet. Yes!
Do you think at AEW, when Chris Jericho comes out and they play this song and the entire crowd or what's there sings along, you think they put the words up on the screen?
I don't know if they have to anymore.
Oh. Oops. That was Sammy Guevara.
I was hung out a little. Trying to taste a little.
Yeah. That's tonight.
It is tonight.
I'll watch it tomorrow.
I'll be watching this evening.
Yeah. I don't know the words. I pretend I do, but I don't. I know it's Judas by Jericho's band Fozzy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song. You got to admit, he's the best wrestling singer.
Since Jimmy Hart.
Judas in my head.
Since the Gentrys.
Ugh. Oh, whatever. The Gentrys.
Montgomery and the other one.
Let me tell you, man.
Road Dogg was pretty good.
He wasn't really. Oh yeah, he was really singing. Jeff Jarrett was not singing.
God, what a waste.
Yeah.
Joey Janela's good, though.
Hey, he's off.
Not at all. Not remotely, no.
He walks like a heel.
Drizzling
Got
blanks.
The haircut of a heel. Might blanks. As well be a heel.
Drizzling blanks, man.
Thank you. We need to finish. You know what, man? You're probably on your way to work, or you're at work, or you're teaching your kids, or whatever you're doing right now. We might be living during the final days. I'm just looking at this. If it's not a hurricane, you might not be able to get mail.
Oh, I thought you was going biblical about the whole Middle East peace stuff going on. But you going about something else?
I don't know about that.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
Just kids missing, mass murders,
mm-hmm.
Birds are falling from the sky again.
Bunch of, like, hundreds of thousands of dead birds in New Mexico.
Elevators are collapsing and killing people.
Mm-hmm.
People are walking up to cops just sitting there and just killing them or shooting them in the face.
Think about the giant explosion in Beirut recently that you just forgot about because the world's in hell.
Yeah.
Right, that big hole opened up in the where was that at? There's a big hole that opened up in some country and everybody was
Russia?
Like, was that what it was?
I think so.
Wowed by it for like a week and then it's all on to the next one. And then you got...
These are things we would have talked about for years if they happened in the 80s.
Now it's like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
It's like we forgot that it was the... Maybe in 2012 it was supposed to end. And we said, let's get a few more years. And now we're having to fast forward through it all.
You imagine if baby Jessica fell down a well now, nobody would notice. It wouldn't be like a worldwide huge news story.
No.
It's been, okay.
What was that Manson fellow's guy? What was that Manson fellow's name? We talked about him last week for a whole week.
Marilyn.
Marilyn, yeah.
Yeah.
Charles.
She'd put it on Instagram now if she fell down the well.
Yeah.
She'd tag it.
She'd be down there with a phone. Taking selfies from the bottom.
Oh, yeah. The protests. We got to mention. Oh, yeah. I didn't even mention COVID during all that. Oh, yeah. I didn't mention California being on fire.
Shoot. I almost cussed. The whole West Coast on fire. It ain't just California.
Oregon, too.
And Washington.
Yeah.
Texas. West Coast.
Mm-mm. No.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot of fires out west. It's not just strictly on the coastal state. There's a lot of fires out there.
Like that picture that they showed, I mean, I'm saying this like you were looking with me at the computer, but that picture that they show of the highway, and it's in the middle of the day, but the sky is red, black red looking. Like, it's because of the smoke and all that stuff. And they were saying that if you lived in within 50 miles, I think, of where this is all burning, that going outside is, it's like smoking a cigarette because you're breathing in so much of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like two or three times worse than the health risk would be normally in Los Angeles.
Yeah. And, you know, like the for ever since I was a kid, this has happened almost yearly where like the forests of California, or at least the California wildfires, almost since I was a kid. And now as an adult, I see the overhead shots of the way this thing goes. This one, they attribute, not maybe totally, but partially attributed to a gender reveal party.
One of the fires.
One of them, yeah. There's so many fires, but that's one of them, yeah.
The other one was an arsonist.
What about all the other ones?
The ones from the previous years?
All of them that
no, there's a bunch of fires. Like, it's not just two fires. There's a bunch of fires. Half the state's on fire.
Because the lack of rain and everything is dry in California and out west. And with the Santa Ana winds, it picks up and spreads so fast.
It's like Seminole wind better.
It's just odd to see people in everyday traffic just drive around the fires. And it was kind of fun to see Trump argue with the guy at the press conference, too.
I didn't see that.
I forgot what the guy said, but the guy said to Trump, "I wish science agreed with you." And then Trump said, "I don't think science knows."
Well, clearly not, because I mean they haven't fixed it yet. How's that being politicized?
What,
the freaking fires are politicized now too?
Because it happened in America, and we politicize everything now. We ought to be damn ashamed of ourselves.
Well,
we really should be ashamed of ourselves. We really should. There's no maybes, no possibly. We should be ashamed of this.
Well, they're looking at local government, also the national government. Why does this keep happening, you know?
But how is it politicized? Because it's been going on through the last two, three, four, maybe presidencies.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a threat of wildfires in California forever just because, I mean, it's happened there forever. throughout the history of the region. It's been a thing, but it obviously it happens more now because people and more people, 30 million plus in the state, and not just that, it threatens more stuff because there's more stuff built in all the places that used to just be wilderness.
I just think that they're getting bigger and spreading more, and there's more damage because of these fires. And I even covered one when I worked for Fox, and it was...
You put it out?
No, I was with a reporter that watched her house burn to the ground, and it was just heart-wrenching that a home can go, and neighborhoods can go so fast.
Yeah, they're saying that the smoke from the fires have caused lung damage and forced birds to alter their routes, but in the last few days, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of birds are dropping dead in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Because all the, you know, cartels, I guess.
No, it's all the smoke driving by.
Trying out weapons.
Floating by, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
How does it do it?
And
it,
how are they going to navigate if they can't see?
Yeah. Well,
and breathe.
Did anybody see the rescues they were doing in California a week or so ago? Where
the tires were catching on fire?
No, they did these by air because Cal Fire said it was too dangerous. Like firefighting at a state level said it was too dangerous. They couldn't get in.
Yeah.
So the National Guard says, man, we got you. They're flying helicopters in using night vision to navigate through the smoke, and they got 200 people out. Just kept going back through the smoke with the night vision until they got all 200 people out.
Did they get horses? Because that's kind of cool to see.
I know. I want to see The Rock play this in a movie.
It'll happen. You know, Howie Long played this in a movie.
They did. Firestorm.
Hell back yeah. In the 90s.
Really?
Yeah,
I never saw that.
Yeah, and then there's a Steven Seagal made a movie about this too, right? Fire Down Below or something?
Yeah, and then when he had his fireman gear on, the chick said, want a blank?
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
I know the fires are hot, but these are like red hot.
Yeah,
hot.
I know. And it's melt you. It's It's incredible. No, there is a text. What I do love about y'all, our audience, the P1s, is like, man, it may be just like everything else 50-50 because I'm looking at a bunch of text messages saying, what did Obama do for California? And then there's another one that says, all this is because of climate change.
Oh, I wish everybody agreed that that's the thing instead of ignoring it like it doesn't happen.
Man,
it changes four times a year. I agree.
How far can we go as how can we keep going as a society? Since in America, the thing now, look, if you work for a living, especially if you work in an office environment, if you deal with people on a regular basis, you know that nothing is ever anybody's fault. It's pass the buck, blame somebody, no accountability. That's just how we do, and that you can't exist like that. For long.
No.
No.
I mean, that's what made us great was accountability, saying, you know what, I'll do it. Now we're a nation of, ain't my job.
Yep. He's right.
Yeah, but whose job is that? Like,
the selfless people don't exist anymore.
Who's accountable?
Yeah, who's accountable for the wildfires? I mean, in California. In Oregon. And
the narcissists who ran for public office at every level, I guess, because they're not doing anything about it. Kind of falls on them to some extent.
Yeah. It is attributed to overpopulation for sure. Because like in Europe, you remember those big, huge water fountains that they would have in the center square? And I mean, they had them all around the world. But mm-hmm. In Europe especially.
Easily's got one.
The thought of a fire, what they would do is they would kick in the pressure of the water fountain and it would shoot up so high that it would almost make an umbrella of water around the downtown area.
Right around the main square.
Yes, of course. The main square.
Yeah.
And that was the reason for a lot of those because it made a water umbrella. It kept everything from burning down. But, you know, that's impossible to do now. Now, the conspiracy theorist in me also realizes that route of that fire, how it goes every year.
Mm-hmm.
This one is way bigger.
Oh,
but in
yeah.
previous years, it always goes that route of where they want to put the trains.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's incredibly odd to me.
But, I mean, those are just areas that are prone to fires.
Yeah, I guess so. And that's probably why
the train's going to be on fire.
Well, the property value is probably worthless if it's always catching on fire and it's cheaper to buy the, you know.
Yeah.
Are you saying we should, create a position and appoint somebody to it who can buy their way into it like Postmaster General?
Fire Chief of America. Who is that? Paw Patrol? No.
Yeah.
We don't like them anymore.
Well,
that was politicized, too. Paw Patrol.
You know what else is going on that nobody really talks about?
Hmm.
Colorado River's pretty much drying up. And it ain't really happening slowly. It's happening at a pretty good clip because 40 million people are drinking out of the damn thing.
It has been for years.
I thought you were going to say 30
years. And it's not slowing down. It's getting faster. It's accelerating how fast the Colorado River's drying up. So eventually we're going to have these beautiful places that are completely uninhabitable because there's not going to be any drinking water and the whole thing's burned to a crisp.
Stoners are putting it in their bongs out there. That's where all the water's going.
Rerouting the water with aqueducts and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the Colorado River is the one that goes through the Grand Canyon?
One that goes through Mississippi.
Yeah. Damn. That sucks. That's one of my things I'd love to do is whitewater raft through the Grand Canyon. I bet that'd be incredible.
Just go tubing down the Saluda. You can do that.
It won't be
now.
The same. Huh. It won't be the same. But I don't want to catch on fire, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to catch on fire.
I don't want to feel like I'm riding the backstage lot ride at the Universal Studios.
Jackass the ride.
Yeah.
Action park.
Do that.
Yeah. The God Colorado bless. River comes out of the mountains in northern Colorado, and it winds down through Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Nevada, and then eventually it's the looks like the California-Arizona state line down into Mexico.
You know, it's
a big river. It's a very important river to the infrastructure of America.
Like, you think Los Angeles and New York, those were the places. Got to get there to be successful. Got to live there to have any kind of prominence or show any kind of success.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Not anymore.
No.
It's a mad dash out.
Yeah, it really is. It's a mad dash to move here.
Yeah. Eventually, like, this is going to be the New York of...
Don't say it. Don't say that.
I don't want to
forget
say
about it.
No, forget about it,
how
man.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
If this has to be the New York, I'm going to say... No, you meant Greensboro.
I meant the hub, you know? The hub.
Forget about it, buddy.
Let's start redirecting people to other towns with green in the name. Right, Greensboro.
I'm walking here.
Hey, blank your mama.
Goodness.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I'm walking here.
But
hey,
real,
man, just forget about it.
Man, that really, really sucks for people that live out there.
No, obviously. It does. It's rough.
Mean, real, real bad.
Yeah, the whole West Coast. I mean, you saw the pictures of Oregon looking like Mars with the red glow, like deep red glow in the sky at night.
Not asking a jokey question, but is it... Are they still protesting up there in Oregon, even though while this is all going on?
No, a lot of the protesters have now moved on to trying to assist people in the wildfires.
Well, you know
which
what?
Which is a noble thing to do, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess.
Protest the fire.
Yeah, protest the fire.
Yeah, some of them are like, giving people bottles of water, and the other ones are out trying to fight the fire, like literally punch it.
And the thing that's going to be an economic impact, not only because of the fires and damage to homes, but people that are homeless and... Trying to.
They already got enough of those.
Find a lot of life there. That's really sad.
Yeah. Well, they make fire retardant tents.
Hey.
Tents. Okay. Tents is the word.
Tents.
All right. We'll take a break. Pray for California.
And Oregon, Washington, those other states too.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
Ustream, home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Hello, staffing agency. This is Jessica speaking.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Don. Don Kidong, I'm calling about the position that you have available. I guess it's the clerical / receptionist. I mean, I know that's
yes.
I know that's typically a female's job, but I'm from
but it's fine.
Well, I'm from Roebuck, and I come from a long line of Kidongs that have some experience in that particular category, that career. And words per minute, what are you guys looking for?
I mean, well, essentially the norm for this type of position is 95 to 100 words per minute.
Okay.
So if you can manage that, you should be fine.
I'm proud to tell you that I can do between 105 to 110, no mistakes.
Okay, great. That would be excellent.
Would it be possible to come by for an interview, let's say, this afternoon?
Sure.
Okay. I need to go ahead and tell you this before I come. I just don't want any surprises when I come by there.
Okay.
I was actually born with this rare condition. I was born without arms.
Okay. Do you tap with your toes? I mean, I'm sorry.
No. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me give you a little example, okay? I mean, I know you can't see. you know, what, right. what I'm doing. But you can at least hear, I guess, the way I stroke the keys. Here we go. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty fast, but,
and
you know.
Without arms.
I understand, but, like, is it with your toes? I mean, we can, I don't know how that works. I'm sorry.
No.
I've never, ever heard of condition or anything. I don't know if you're joking with me.
No, I was on Maury Povich one time. I don't have hands. I don't have arms.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what do you use then?
I type with my...
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I know it's hard to believe. I'm just going to...
It is.
I'm
definitely hard to believe. I think you're joking with me. You're just pulling my leg. I don't know who you are.
I'm not pulling your leg. Listen, hold on. Here we go. See? Impressive. You got it.
There must be somebody else there.
God. No, actually,
that's,
you know what?
That's definitely not you. That's
crap.
Not possible.
I got to get my white out. I made a mistake here. I actually meant to go with a small P.
That is
P,
absolutely
but...
not possible. You're joking. This is a prank. And I definitely do need to see this. Like, I'm not sure that I can place you just because, yes, people will think it's weird, but I need to see that.
Oh, this is not a joke,
you're
honey.
Not joking around.
Listen to this. You ready? Get my knuckles to pop, guys. Okay, here we go. What do you think?
No. I'm amazed, but I still don't believe you. I mean, you need to come in this afternoon. Like I said, I can't promise anything. I can't promise you a job. But, man, if you have that kind of talent, you need to come into the office. For real.
This is like some kind of harassment, to be quite honest with you.
I'm not harassing
you. You can't place me with a job, but you want to see me type with my...
I said that I can't promise, maybe. But like, I definitely need to see it because I think...
You know what? You don't understand the life I have to live. Everything I do, I have to use...
I'm not being
I have to use my... to do everything in life. Mm-hmm. You should see me at a Chinese restaurant.
All right, I'm sorry. I can't believe that you're doing what you say you're doing. I can't believe that you're using your to type.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
The morning show's the reason I wake up in the morning.
The Rise Guys.
They're the bomb.
They're great in the morning. They wake me up.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet.
Planet rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.